This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's play a little game to start this radio program today. Before we get to your latest Kurt Angle on Terry McLaurin, a player you may have heard of, the way I think we should do this, Tobes, is we'll start by one question and a guess. And then the three of us will go around the room. Does that sound fair to Darius?
Sure.
Does that sound fair to you, Tobes? So one question and a guess, right? So without further ado, I bring back in Corporate Ryan Clary, corporate liaison, general practitioner of corporate tactics. Oh, yeah, the audience is excited to see him again. Little game show music, if you would. The game is, who did Ryan see in the airport?
Ooh.
Who did Ryan see in the airport? Any details you want to start with? Keep it very scant so we can get some guessing going here.
Yeah, so I will say I did not talk with this person,
okay. And
that person was not on my flight. This was someone that I saw at the airport, and I saw this person while I was waiting for my ride back home. So that's how we got it.
Okay, this does not count as my question.
Okay.
But you are certain it was this person?
Yep, 100%
certain. Confirmed by other people you were traveling
with?
Confirmed
by other
people. Yeah, that's obvious.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Let me see. Let's go. D. Darius is D-A-R. I'm D-A-N. I was going to do alphabetical. No, let's not do that. Okay, Dameron is D-A-N-R. A. D-R. So, alphabetical order, last name. Toby first, Darius second, me third. There we go. That took way too long in my head to figure out. You've got first question or first guess.
Ryan, is this person an athlete?
Yes.
I got no guess.
Okay.
Very well. You seed your guess. You can just guess an athlete.
Cooper Flag.
That is wrong.
That was my first guess because it's an athlete from Maine, and
yes.
I went, that's where Cooper Flagg's from.
Yep.
And I would have been furious if that's all we got for the guessing game.
No.
Who did Ryan see at the airport, Terrence?
Ryan, is this person on a television network broadcast regularly?
No.
Okay. I was thinking it's Northeast, maybe ESPN personality or something. Okay. I don't really have a guess, so I'm just going to throw out somebody. You saw Jaylen Brown.
Nope.
All right.
Well, would you want me to say, actually here, after this, I'll maybe give a hint.
Then we can start giving hints. We'll narrow it down.
Darius guessing a Boston athlete was not anywhere near the top.
I know Maine's in the Northeast and Boston's up there and being a stupid city, so that's what
is this a current male DC athlete?
Yes, this is a current male DC athlete.
Wow.
This person was coming back from Maine, which means they're not. You're saying, oh, okay. You raised your fingers if to say that's not true.
I saw this person at Reagan National Airport. I saw this male DC athlete at the airport. He was not on my flight. I will say that.
Oh, at Reagan?
At Reagan Airport.
Oh, that's different. See? I didn't hear that part.
Okay. This is a male DC athlete that is currently coming into town. And that's when you saw him. You didn't see him in Maine. You saw him coming back into town. You saw Mackenzie Gore returning from the All-Star game.
Wow. No. Wrong.
Let's see. Is this person 6'7"?
No.
Okay, well, then that takes out my
James. Yeah, I said where you're going there.
You saw C.J. Abrams coming back.
Wrong. Would you guys like a hint?
No, because now it's not fair.
Okay, that's
go,
fair.
Go around again, yep.
Does this person play one of the four major sports?
This person does play one of the four major sports.
I should have went a specific sport instead of being that generic. Mm-hmm. That would have been better. All right. Maybe you saw Trey Amos coming into town.
Wrong.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Is this dude a white?
This dude is not a white.
He's not a white.
Not a
great
white.
Question.
Okay. So I moved. I had the hockey reference pulled up. Let me get off of that. Let me see.
We have a brother on the hockey team now. Justin Sourdough?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It could be him.
That's right. I'm still thinking of last year's roster. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Okay. You saw Marcus Smart coming back to the airport.
I did not see Marcus Smart. Would you guys like a hint?
Yeah, now you can hint.
Yes, please.
This person plays for the Washington Commanders.
Okay. Okay. Ooh. There we go.
All right.
My Trey Amos guess was pretty good then.
How would you describe this guy's hairstyle?
No, not a yes or no.
Okay, we got to. Does this guy have dreads?
Yes.
Wow. Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Gotta think of who has dreads. You saw Johnny Newton.
Wrong.
Hmm.
I don't know if he still has dreads. I think he shaved his head.
Does this person play on the defensive side of the ball?
He does not.
Oh, wow. Did you see Josh Connerly?
I did not.
Oh, darn it.
Is this a skill position player?
This is a skill position player.
Whoa. Did you see Noah Brown?
I did not see Noah Brown, Danny.
Holy smokes.
Come on, guys.
See, I'm thinking rookies, because rookies are coming in reported today.
That's
what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm off, though.
You said skill position?
Skill position.
Is this guy a rookie?
This guy is not a rookie.
Oh, well, there we go.
Michael Gallup.
I did not see Michael Gallup.
Good grief.
I mean, I feel like you guys are dancing around this. I think you all will be so mad that you did not get this. I'm not gonna lie.
Did you see Terry McLaurin?
I did not see Terry McLaurin.
Oh, well, damn.
This person has dreads.
Poor use of your question. Too,
oh, that's right. Yeah, dreads. Darn it.
Is this a running back?
This is not a running back.
Did you see Jaden Daniels?
I did not see Jaden Daniels. This person has dreads.
Son of a bitch.
You guys keep on guessing people with that.
I know.
Dread.
That's what I'm saying. This person play wide receiver.
This person does play wide receiver.
KJ Osborne.
I saw KJ Osborne
son of a
waiting
bitch.
For his bags at the airport. I believe he was coming off a Minnesota flight.
Let's
yesterday.
Go.
He was waiting there in the back. We had the same baggage claim for whatever reason. Sitting there very nicely, very nice guy. Never said anything, but he was
How do you
just
know
there.
He was a nice guy? He could have been a terrible dude.
I'm sure he could have been, but he was just there. No
He's
one
there.
Recognized him.
Right.
No one recognized him.
I will say this. I would not recognize KJ Osborne.
So at first, I'm good with faces. So I saw him, and I was like, I was talking to my girl. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's KJ Osborne.
I know that guy, yes.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure that might be a Commanders player. And then I looked him up, and I Googled him. I was kind of had it side by side with him, and she was like, please don't do that. Like, he's going to recognize or he's going to notice that you're doing this,
yep.
Make it really weird. And, yeah.
Did you do the super subtle, hold it up to take a picture also? Like,
no.
Pretend you're looking for a signal?
Yeah, did you exactly. do, take a picture with flash on and all that stuff?
I knew I was going to go there, Toby, but no, I did not. But I did confirm that it was KJ Osborne. Drove off in a very nice car, by the way.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
Nice
surprise.
Guy. Nice guy. Coming from Minnesota.
Say, the professional football player, a nice vehicle. by the way, Toby's joke, which went over everyone's head except for mine, I snagged it and put it in my pocket. Thank you. The incident that he's talking about is Ryan took a picture of Jose Altuve at a place called Grano, which is in West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. Delightful Italian joint.
So good.
Highly recommend it. It is so choice if you happen to be in the neighborhood. So the point of the dude's story is Altuve couldn't get a table. And we're just sitting there like pudgy zilches on like these this one high top. There's like a group of like six or seven of us just hoovering food away. And Altuve is up at the front desk, and he's asking, and he's like, I'll sit outside. There's like, we don't have outside seating. He goes back and forth, and Ryan, about as subtle as a train wreck, puts his phone up, like leans out with it. Not like the, I'm just sort of looking at it on the side and click a picture. Leans and like looks at the guy over his phone, takes the picture with one of the, like a flash of lightning goes off.
Yes.
In this dark, this dimly lit, nice restaurant. It was so cringeworthy.
After we'd already told him, dude, you're so obviously taking a picture. He's like, it's not obvious. It's not obvious.
Yeah, that's right. He actually was defiant about how unobvious it was before taking the obvious picture of Jose Altuve.
It was bad. That was a bad moment in my career. I'm not going to lie. That was really rough.
Is that your highlight there?
It was not my highlight. But I did not take a picture of KJ Osborne yesterday. I respected his privacy.
There you go.
And honestly, I was just Rick. Also, I was Rick.
Yeah, and also not a highlight for Jose Altuve. World Series champion. Couldn't get a table.
I do kind of love that we got a table over Jose Altuve. We can always hold that over his head.
Yeah, 100%.
That's great.
I mean, we reserved a table. He just showed up expecting to be Jose Altuve and expecting to be sat. And they couldn't put up a little high top for him or a little high chair. He's tiny.
You can leave out the reserve part.
I'm just saying.
It makes the story better that got a table over him.
Right. Just zilches. Sitting down there. Hey, anybody else love journalism and sports? You ever have a fantasy team? And he's just over there like, can I have a table? They're like, no.
By the way, what was the pizza we got there this last year? Me and you shared?
Yeah, we shared a pizza.
Which one was that?
What was it called?
Yeah, it was like a hot honey. Was it like a hot honey thing?
Could have been, yeah.
It was incredible.
I'll never remember that. I don't remember the names of the menu items. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, but it was so good.
I know.
I'm not worried about the name of the menu.
Well, would I ever steer you wrong?
No,
Come
you
on,
would not.
Was that your first introduction? I know we have a show to do, but we're just talking now. Was that your first introduction to the side of pizza? Is that the first time you and I have done that together?
A little bit. It's funny because we all kind of were like, should we share a side of pizza? And then Ryan's like, let me get the kitty pizza. Grant obviously wanted to go with it. And I was like, let's get the grown-up pizza, Danny. Let's share ourselves.
Right. So I was like, hey, here's some of the different things. And like Grant's like, well, if the pizza has anything other than pepperoni, I can't do it. I'm like, okay, I don't have time. We're at a really nice restaurant. They do some good stuff here. And Ryan was like, look at this picture of Jose Altuve. I'm like, okay, I can't talk to you. Darius told us to go shove it where it don't shine.
Correct.
You know what I mean? He was like, don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me. If you could sit at another table, I'd like that. So you and I got together, and we had an adult pizza with a little hot honey on that SOB.
Incredible.
Oh, it was delicious. The place rules. I almost want to go back to spring training just for that. Not for like good Nats content. Just to go to Grano.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.